listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life.
Totally just cock-blocked me
for
opening.
Brought to you in part by the Four Frickin' Specialty Beer Store and HopChart.com. I am Dave.
I am Evan. Welcome, everyone.
Special Tuesday edition.
Yes.
Of Blossom. We're not going to go down that.
No.
We beat that one.
Yes, we did.
Oh, death.
Yes, we did.
But it's a special Tuesday edition of the show. Postponed because you moved this week.
I did. I've been moving for the last month.
But it's official, yeah.
The majority of the stuff is now in the house.
Yep.
All the furniture and stuff like that. Now it's just a matter of cleaning up the random bits. Mm-hmm. And I still have my computer over at the old place.
Because that's where the internets are.
That's where the internet is.
Which surprises me, because it would have seemed to me, for all the planning, you know, electricity, you know, everything, that you would have had cable and everything set up and ready to go the minute you moved in.
First off, we didn't really switch the electricity over till this week anyway.
Okay.
Because this week is when I called them.
Okay.
So, but I don't know what really goes into this whole planning thing.
For as much talking here's what happened.
There were two things at play here. One was the fact that I didn't think that it would take 3 to 5 business days to flip a switch.
But it's Comcast.
It don't matter.
You should expect nothing but the best. Thank you.
And secondly, and more importantly, Heather, my girlfriend, in addition to all this moving drama that we've got going on, she had finals this last week.
Okay.
And her final was due the Friday before we moved, so we didn't want to run the risk of Comcast being proactive and shutting it off early. So we didn't even call them until she'd already turned in her her final.
Okay.
Because she goes to University of Milwaukee, or University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, online. So she has all of her schooling is done over the internet, so we didn't want to risk.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it wasn't as dumb or poorly planned as it initially appears, but...
Anyway, we're at the Modern Cafe in beautiful Northeast Minneapolis. Evan's
my new home turf.
I like that. Let's use that. Your new home turf. We're literally down the street from your place, which is kind of cool.
Yes, and I'm excited to try this place for a couple reasons. One, as we mentioned before we started, we tried to come here very early in the show's
history. Maybe three, or in the first half a dozen shows.
Yeah,
it was easily within the first month and a half of us doing this.
And this is where we discovered the Monday rule.
Yeah,
that places are not open on Mondays, or a lot of places aren't.
So what I'm thinking is now, because we've actually chopped this one off the bucket list, that, you know, maybe our streak, our bad streak of showing up at places that are closed on Mondays, even though we try to diligently check,
air quotes on that one.
the streak is going to be broken now. Somehow,
I doubt
that.
It.
Okay, I'm kind of.
You're betting against us not planning.
I just don't want it to happen again, because it's so frustrating. It's always like there's a car accident with a million bees, and it's
never just that. That's not the only thing that goes wrong on these days. It's always that plus all the other crap.
Exactly. Or you know, I've had to work till 6, or you've had to work late, or you have to wait until Heather gets home or something like that.
Yeah.
Just it's one of those, whatever can will go wrong.
But I'm also excited because, like you said, we're within spitting distance of my place.
Yeah.
My new place. So if this is good, which I have all expectations that it will be.
Yeah, yeah.
This may become a new regular spot for us.
Which could be both bad and good for you.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
No, but it's not insane.
I don't think it's insane, but I mean, you're talking. I mean, it's a very short menu. Mm-hmm. You're dealing with a couple different salads. It's pretty much in the half dozens. You got about five or six salads, you got six main entrees, and you got about six small plates.
Right.
And the main entrees are about $15, $15 to $18.
It is important to note, though, that they have a fantastic wine list and a really good beer selection, too.
Yeah, they do. It's not going to compete with like a Happy Gnome or a place that specializes in a lot of beers, but I mean, just looking through their list, I mean, they've got
a good swath.
They've got your PBRs, which you had, because
I'm
classy. Yeah.
Actually, it's hot out, and
that it is.
It's PBR. I'm sorry, for as trashy as it is, it's really good.
I'm much more
on a really hot day like
in
this.
In the trashy beer category, I'm much more a Grain Belt guy.
But here's the problem. Here's my thing with Grain Belt. It's not that trashy. It's trashy.
How is it not trash? Like, how is grain there? I've had bottles of Grain Belt where you can still see the grain bits in it.
I know, but I just think that they're. It's. I don't even know how to explain it, but it's like that. You have trashy beers, and there's like levels of it. Yeah, and I think that they're.
And you think PBR is more trashy than Grain Belt?
No, hold on a second. It goes in a reverse order here. So you have like your high
level.
You're
going to need a marker or something because
I'm going to draw you a picture.
Yeah, give me
you
a
have,
picture.
You have, on your top level, you have your Grain Belt, which is, I think,
the trashiest of the trashy.
It's like the Cadillac.
The least trashy.
The Cadillac of trashy beers.
Nice.
And then you've got. Then you've got PBR, which, you know, is. Still in the trashy realm, but is completely drinkable.
But why?
Why?
Why? You can't just arbitrarily assign that Grain Belt.
Because I said so.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Now let me finish my whole rambling rant.
God.
And then on the third level, the lowest of the low, we have stuff like, I don't know, PBR. Or excuse me, not PBR, but
MGD.
That's a macro group.
PBR isn't.
I'd go with something like a Pig's Eye.
Pig's Eye is awesome. Shut
or,
the hell up.
Or a Hechstein Ice, which...
That's pretty terrible.
Which, if you haven't had...
Hechstein Ice is the kind of beer you drink in high school. That's what it is.
If you go to high school in Duluth. Hechstein Ice is made up in Duluth, and if you ever get a chance, check it out. Just check out subtle reviews on...
How do you spell Hechstein? Because I have a feeling it's one of those, like, double A's
it's,
bullshit.
No, I...
And it's Swedish...
It's a double A. It is a double A.
Oh, okay.
It's a Hochstein. But if you actually read reviews on it, it says a slightly metallic taste with rusty undertones.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
But I have to watch my mouth here. Because there's actually a sign that says, please do not use profane language. Which I have a habit of doing.
Habit? You do it like it's going out of style.
I'm listening to a lot of George Carlin lately. Leave me alone.
I think you're just angry. You're an angry homeowner.
You're one to talk.
You're an angry homeowner. You gotta go mow.
No, I'm a tired homeowner.
Yeah, that's
what it is. It's not an angry, it's a tired.
You're very bitter.
I'm really not. Which, for someone who's had his wallet stolen and and had to move in the last week.
And you're cut off.
I'm cut off for at least another week.
Yep.
Which is extra bullshit because Heather, her birthday's on Saturday. I haven't gotten a gift yet.
But you can go to, you can like go get cash out.
No, all my cards are.
No, but you can go and like withdraw cash like right out of bank.
I could write a check.
Or write a bank slip, you know, and withdraw that way. I think my
caveman.
Exactly. I think my grandmother can teach you how to do that.
No, I have cash reserves, so I'll be able to survive.
Those offshore bank accounts.
Yep.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Mexican Coke. And no, that's not racist. It actually is a Coke from Mexico. And as most cultured and intelligent people know, that means that it is made with real sugar. Which is, it's not terribly common that you can get that in a restaurant. And comes with a bottle, which is nice. And it's very tasty.
Is it actually from Mexico? I mean,
I don't know. There's quite a bit of the label that's in Spanish, so it's a fair bet.
Hecho in Mexico.
Yeah. So we got our bread plate. And it's pretty good bread. Would have been nice if they warmed it up a little
bit. Chewy.
It's very chewy. It's a cafe. This is all about stick to your ribs kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no frou-frou. You're not going to see snails. Now, granted, they do have a big chauvre.
Again.
I just like saying it because I spit.
You get it all over me. But it is, there's nothing, there's no entree on the menu that isn't just going to sit in your stomach. I mean, literally, like, I fully accept it. I'm expecting to go home and
the chicken breast. That's probably the lightest thing they've got there.
What's with it?
It's with grilled rapini, which is a type of pasta, and a truffle quinoa.
Yeah, the truffle's decadent. It's gonna...
Well, there's decadent, and then there's, you know, swallow and a lead sinker.
Well, yeah.
So...
But, yeah.
There's a difference between decadent and just filling.
But everything else on the menu, I mean, for crying out loud, we won't reveal what we got, but, you know, other things on the menu are short ribs and asparagus risotto, which I would never touch, but you'd go crazy for.
No, I wouldn't.
Really?
I'm not a big asparagus guy.
Really?
No.
That's surprising.
I've warmed to it in the last few years because Heather really likes it.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd ever seek it out.
The, another cool thing about this place is that they...
Oh, God.
You all right?
I got the butt of this loaf, so it's like... I could probably shoot this with a gun, and it would just bounce off.
is that they use local, organic, and sustainable food whenever possible.
Mm-hmm.
They use local places like Six Point Ranch, Nyman Ranch, Riverbend Farm, Donne Farm, Meyer Ranch, Garden Farm, and Creekstone Ranch.
My Mexican Coke is also local.
You think so?
And organic.
Yep. Uh-huh. Made by, yeah.
Local Mexicans.
Yes. Wow.
What?
So, here's a question for you. Since moving into your new abode,
mm-hmm.
We talked about this pre-move, where you were trying to eat down everything that you had in your apartment.
Yes.
Have you restocked the supply cabinet, if you will?
Not really.
Or are you still kind of at the, you know, God, I hope you have some mac and cheese at home type of deal?
Well, here's the problem. Up until about an hour ago,
yeah,
we didn't have gas.
Awesome.
So the stovetop didn't work. Up until yesterday, we had no toaster or microwave.
We should have moved that.
We probably should have, but, you know, that was fine. The oven was electric.
Yeah.
Woogie woogie woogie. And and
take it back. Take it back.
No, never.
Wow.
Never.
I would expect that from me, not from you.
No,
and I'm really ashamed.
That is far too cultured for you.
No,
don't try to take credit on that one.
It was anything but culture. No.
The electric slide is a fine dance. And I've seen you do worse. Speaking of which, well, we gotta talk about this. Did you hear the news?
No.
City Pages, the local indie rag. We've talked about them on the show a couple of times.
You read them much more than I do.
I do. I'm also a follow them on Twitter, which is where I got this news.
You're part of their Twitterati?
No, not even a little. You don't even know what that means.
No, I really don't.
Nah, it's fine. But they have announced that getting back together very shortly, Morris Day and the motherfucking Time.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious.
How do we get them on this show?
I don't know. But I'm not paying for all of them.
I would. I'd take out a mortgage on your home.
If we... If Morris Day and the Time show up on the show, we're going Dutch. I'm just saying that right now.
Oh my God.
He's got Purple Rain money still, I'm sure, so...
Yeah, VH1 shows at least once a week.
Exactly.
God.
Yet I've never watched that.
Oh, God.
Never seen Purple Rain.
You've never seen Purple Rain?
Never seen Purple Rain. I'm not a Prince guy.
It doesn't matter. If you... How could you... Okay, I'm kind of, there's part of me that's kind of slightly hurt.
Did you try this with the wheat bread?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I'm a little hurt by this because you're kind of into the local music scene. And,
a little bit.
And, you know, it is very, very cheesy. Let's be honest. It's very cheesy and very weird to a point, but it's...
Well, it's Prince.
Yeah, but it's also...
I'm just gonna finish up.
It's the Minneapolis music scene of
circa 1984.
Oh yeah, but that was the, you know, quote unquote the best time for Minneapolis music, the Minneapolis sound, if you will.
Yeah.
It's part of Minneapolis music history. I would have thought that you, of all people, would be all about that. Because you're much more into the local scene than I am.
True, but just because it's local doesn't mean I like it.
I know, you don't have to like
it. I'm not a big Prince guy, that's what I'm saying.
Right. I think you gotta watch it. Just because there's so many good, like, cheesy... It's a good B-movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, I do need to see it.
And if you really want a treat, you know, have a double feature night of both Purple Rain and then Graffiti Bridge.
Oh, the sequel?
Yeah.
No. No.
Why not?
Purple Rain I might be able to do.
I can actually say with a smile that I've seen both within the last 6 months.
Wow.
It was one of those things where I watched Purple Rain on VH1. And it's one of those movies, like, when it's on, yeah, I'll watch it. Is it one? It's got Morris Day
and the motherfucking time.
We gotta stop saying that really loud.
Yeah, we do.
And then it's got Prince in it. I like Prince. I have Purple Rain on my iPhone. You know, it's a good... I just enjoy it. Whatever. But for some reason, I decided I do Netflix digital.
You were just in love with those characters. You wanted to see what happened next.
And I decided maybe I'll take in Graffiti Bridge. And I got about 3/4 of the way through it where I'm like, I can't watch this anymore. This is really awful. It should be noted that Prince's character doesn't even have a name.
No, that I knew.
Okay. I would have thought that would just be not one more reason why you wouldn't watch it. Just one more coal on the fire.
No, it's not a big deal. I don't mind that at all.
It's, you gotta watch it. Mm. Just because I want to hear your feedback about it. Because I think that'd be probably pretty fucking hilarious. Now that I'm thinking about it, now I'm just swearing more.
Uh-huh.
Just because I can't stop now.
This is extremely chewy, Brad.
Yes.
Sorry.
I'm trying to vamp and I'm wearing out of things.
No, I'm sorry.
But Morris Day and the Time, that's amazing.
That's huge.
I would be willing to pay pretty much any price to see them at this point.
We'll have to take a look to what the rates are.
What if we just took out Morris Day and Jerome?
I don't want to upset the rest of the time.
Yeah, but they got. But then Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis can pay for those guys. They were in the band.
Let's just get Jimmy Jam on. Screw it.
Terry Lewis. I've actually met Terry Lewis.
I know you have.
I've been to Terry Lewis's house.
I know. He would not remember you though.
No, he would not.
Because you were the help.
I was the help. Thanks.
No, you were.
I had a moment.
No, you installed his gym equipment.
I backed his Ferrari into the garage or into the driveway.
Be sure to tell your grandkids.
I know, I drove 10 feet backwards.
Yes, at like 2 miles an hour.
Exactly. But it was fantastic. Thank you very much.
That is an aptly named entree.
Oh my god. All right, Lord.
Anything you need right now?
No.
No, this looks great. Enjoy.
Thank you. Are you ready to rumble?
You gotta smell mine.
I've been watching way too much Beavis and Butthead lately for you to give me a line like that. Oh, that's really... You've essentially got like a gumbo.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it is. I mean, they call it the Big Bowl, which is an appropriate name.
Oh my god.
But that is a gumbo. What is in that?
The size of that shrimp.
That's
shrimp and pasta and clams and sausage.
And vegetables.
Vegetables.
Some sort.
Oh my god.
According to the thing, it just is, and vegetables, no doubt.
Clams and shrimp, sausage and beans, vegetables and pasta with pesto.
With pesto, yeah. Oh, that is a.
It smells.
It does smell very good.
Pretty amazing. What did you get?
I got the meatloaf, which I dare say is a very hearty portion.
Yeah. Like we said, we're both going to be probably need to be carried out.
It's about the size of, you remember the old. It's about the size of a Game Boy.
Yeah.
Maybe a little shorter, but yeah, it's about that size and about that thickness, which is good.
Netbooks come in that size now, don't they?
I think so, yeah. But I've got some grilled green beans, which are pretty good, and some mashed potatoes. And I'm flinging meatloaf all over. Well, it looks like there's some sort of mushroom sauce on top of it here. So
good.
I'm going to give this a shot here.
Oh my god.
God damn.
The sausage is a bratwurst.
Mmm.
And it's like Kramerchik's good. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my god.
You're enjoying that, right?
Oh my god.
So anyway, get back to things we've eaten. So we did that. Yeah, so the oven was the only thing that worked for pretty much all weekend.
Okay.
So, what did we have that we actually ate? Oh, we had egg rolls. We had frozen egg rolls. and then on Sunday we were all ready to make something, even though we didn't have the microwave or any of that stuff, but we had all the pots.
Yep.
There. So we're like, okay, let's make something. We're going to make some Chinese food. Couldn't turn on the stovetop. Couldn't get the gas working.
So what did you do?
We ordered out.
Good man.
And it's the first time we'd ever had that Sarpino's.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that's a national chain.
That's a... I think it's... I want to say regional.
Regional?
By regional, I think pretty much just Wisconsin, Minnesota.
Okay. But it's like a pizza place.
Mm-hmm.
But like a lot of pizza places, they're doing a lot of pasta and salads and things like that. So we actually didn't even get pizza. Heather got a Greek salad,
okay,
which looked very good, and had probably the biggest pieces of pepper, green pepper, I've ever seen in my life.
Like, cut pepper in half?
And... Yeah, it was like that big around, and which is worthless on the air, but... It was huge. It was like basically just sliced the entire pepper.
Bigger than a Game Boy or smaller than a Game Boy?
Slightly bigger.
Okay.
That's how we're just going to measure all things now, is in Game Boys. But I had the baked meat ravioli, which was very good. However, there was a little feature that kind of put it over regular... Mortal raviolis.
How many dead animals died to bring you this ravioli?
It wasn't even the ravioli. You had a choice of sauces. You could put it in.
Okay.
They had a meat sauce. They had a marinara sauce. I chose neither of those because they offer an Alfredo sauce.
Okay.
So I got basically.
Yeah, you're gonna have to sell this to me because I'm not a big Alfredo fan.
Well, then go to hell. So this is like a pie tin. Okay, about 2 inches, 3 inches deep.
Okay.
Filled with ravioli. And then baked in what I can only assume was a gallon of Alfredo sauce.
I'm surprised you're sitting here with me at this point.
I actually got chest pains eating it.
Just too much cheese
and
cream.
But you know what? If that's how I'm going to go,
yeah.
I'm going to do it. Because that was damn good for delivery. It was just... Oh, my God. It was like... You ever see Toxic Avenger?
Yeah.
You know the stuff that he fell in?
Mm-hmm.
That turned him in? That's what it looked like. Except it was just white. It was a generic white. But I'm talking like that consistency. It was like kind of chunky, but greasy.
That explains your lost eye.
Yes. Nice. Nicely done.
You wouldn't expect me to
I wasn't
break out any
no.
Traumaville
no.
knowledge. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. on that ass.
Please don't talk about my ass. Makes me uncomfortable. So that was shockingly good. But one thing that we have lived on for a while now would have been these Bertolli meals.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've partaken.
Yeah. They're good if you just don't want to do anything. Mm-hmm. Just throw them in a pan, cook them for like 10 minutes, and you're good.
Yeah.
And for frozen, these guys are like friggin' wizards.
Yeah.
Like, frozen Italian food should not taste that good.
But it's a little strange, like you have the little frozen sauce nugget. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. The sauce puck?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little disconcerting.
It is. Sometimes I let those just melt just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it is so just kind of... There's no way this is going to taste good, type of deal. There's no way on God's sweet, beautiful green earth that's going to taste anywhere near good.
Mm. But they're pretty good. Well, I'm going to try not to talk with my mouth full.
Good try.
We found the Chinese food equivalent.
So Wang Chai Ferry or some shit like that?
No, I've had that. That's not bad. But believe it or not, and this doubly goes against everything the show is about. Because not only am I talking about pre-frozen food, but I'm talking about P.F. Chang's branded pre-frozen food.
Okay.
But it is, and we microwaved that bitch. And it was probably some of the best non-restaurant Chinese food we've ever had. There have been marvelous advances in microwave food. So that's my recommendation for people. It was, if you don't feel like going out, or if you're just on your way home and you don't want to cook,
pick up one of those bad boys.
Pick up one of those bad boys. And they're very good. Now, they lie to you.
And say it could be two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Two, like, small people, perhaps. But I'm a man of some stature.
Oh, you're some stature, all right.
I am some stature. So. Are they good?
Oh, my God.
So you have bits left over, which is why I did not get that.
Yes. The fun part with seafood is you do have some shells and stuff left over.
Mm. It's against my philosophy.
I know. But I don't care about you right now. I really don't.
Are you enjoying your gumbo,
though?
It is. I guess it's not a true gumbo because there's no rice in it.
It's like the best vegetable soup you've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Because the vegetables are good, but then they throw you a curveball, and they start throwing all sorts of meaty and seafoody goodness in there, and it just completely throws you off. Mm. Thank you.
You guys doing well?
Mm-hmm. That's very. I can't even describe the taste of the broth. I mean, it's just... Here. I realize we're sharing a spoon, but we've shared worse.
Sure.
Because I can't even pick out the taste of it.
Ah!
That's very tasty.
Yeah, and it's very seafoody.
Indeed.
The clams are really... The clams and the shrimp, that's all I'm tasting.
Yeah.
So it's a very...
It's like a... It's almost like a Manhattan chowder.
Yeah.
Almost.
Mm-hmm. That's a weird thing. I think they went with Big Bowl. Because it's not really any one thing.
No.
It's kind of in between a bunch of different things. It's not quite the chowder. It's not quite a gumbo.
It's just a big bowl.
It's just being a big bowl of stuff.
The clams are good. The shrimp is as big as my fist. I mean, they're big old tiger shrimp. Mm. Good lord.
So you're enjoying yours?
Thoroughly. And you've decimated your Game Boy.
My Meat Boy?
Mm-hmm. Good lord.
That just sounds wrong.
It's not like any worse than anything else we've said.
This is true. This is true. So you had a... You were complaining earlier today about the lack of food news.
There's not much going on.
Not a damn thing going on. But you were very excited earlier in the week, since we're, again, not talking about anything related to fine dining in any stretch.
Mm-hmm.
You were extremely excited, perhaps unduly so, because of these Burger King rib things.
No, I wasn't excited. It was more of a... Because excited, it evokes happiness and joy. And I'm like, yeah, and for me, it's slightly offensive. I'm serious.
What? Okay, explain the story for people that haven't been following this.
Burger King has unveiled like rib bites, or I would consider them riblets, you know, much to the chagrin of Applebee's. It's, you know, they come in like a 3-pack of little bite-sized ribs or riblets, much like you would get for...
Now, are they boneless or...
No, bone-in.
Bone-in. Wow. That's kind of ballsy for a fast food place.
Well, and it also negates you ever ordering them.
Oh, so true.
But it seems wrong. I think you're just going down a weird avenue at that point.
Now, why?
I think ribs are one of those things that you have to do well, in my opinion.
Okay.
And it's because I'm a food snob, I will fully and readily admit that.
That's fine.
That ribs are a glorious thing, even though you don't like them.
I like the meat. If someone deboned the ribs, I would be fine.
Anyway.
Let's not open that wound again.
No, it's not. But I think that part of the thing is ribs are cooked low and slow.
This is true.
And you can't shortcut it because then it just becomes something else. And you can't even call it ribs at that point.
Mm-hmm. No, do you have a similar philosophical problem with the rib witch?
No.
Or the McRib?
No, I love the McRib. But I also... We'll fully admit that there's nothing rib-ish
The rib is more about the shape than mm-hmm. the actual constitutional meat.
Agreed. There's nothing rib-like about a McRib. But a McRib is far and away one of the most... The single biggest food achievement created by the hand of man. In the last 50 years.
I may disagree with you.
You probably, and many people will, and yeah. I'm kind of disagreeing with myself.
You're already hemming and hawing a little bit.
A little bit. But it's that important.
The beauty of the rib witch, I think.
McRib.
McRib, whatever.
The rib witch was Simpsons.
Was Simpsons? Was that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't called anything else?
It was the rib witch.
Rib witch? I watch a lot of Simpsons, so...
Well, that's the thing. I'm surprised you didn't realize that was from the Simpsons.
But that's the thing. I've watched so much, it's just kind of infused itself into my brain. Like, I remember that time when I was growing up where I burned down the Christmas tree and blamed it on a robber. I remember that. Except it didn't happen to me.
It happened to
me. It happened on the Simpsons. I'm just saying, it's infected my brain a little bit. But anyway...
It's really disturbing.
I forgot where the hell I was going with this one.
Rib witch.
Okay, no. They could change the recipe of the McRib every year. And
nobody would care.
Nobody would care, and no one would notice. And at this point, it's just... You ever hear about those there's like, I don't think they do it anymore because I think like the government put a stop to it. But there's these two villages in India that once a year they gather on either side of this river that is kind of the border between the the two villages,
mm-hmm.
and they just throw rocks at each other for like a day. And like every year, like hundreds of people get killed, and it's kind of some ritual reenacting some old war or some, I don't know what it is, but they literally kill each other every year. Okay. That's what I think the Rib Witch, or the McRib, has become. It's more about the ritual, despite how terrible the actual product is.
Completely. Absolutely. I will absolutely agree with you.
And I'm just as much a victim of this, or I'm just as much a perpetrator of this. I say, every time they do the Rib Witch, I convince myself that maybe it wasn't so bad. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. Every time, every year when they bring it back out, I convinced myself that, oh no, it was great. And then I have one, and then it just all comes back to me like, wow, I'm really wrong.
But you'll do it again.
No, I only ever do it once. Because that's all it takes.
I'm talking about you'll do it again when it comes by again.
Oh yeah. Because they're very good. They're very good at timing. Same with the Shamrock Shakes. Those aren't good. Those aren't good.
No, those
aren't
that good.
No.
I will completely agree. I do not like mint that much, but I have to have one. I really don't like mint that much, but I have to have one. Once March 1st rolls around, it's like NCAA Final Four, Shamrock Shake. It's like they go hand in hand. Angry
it's like,
beer.
It's like the Swallows coming back to Capistrano.
Pretty much. Salmon swimming north. Upstream.
Do they swim north? I suppose it would probably be upstream, but whatever. But going back to Burger King, I've noticed this lately that Burger King, and this has been kind of ongoing for the last few years, Burger King has been really scrambling to just kind of keep what little momentum it's got against. I mean, McDonald's is beating it hand over fist and has been for years. And Burger King is very close to losing its like number two spot because McDonald's is such an institution that it's kind of insulated from the whole we're gonna eat less fast food, we're gonna eat healthier.
Right. It's just what it is.
It's what you do.
It's its own thing.
Yeah. Whereas places like,
Subway.
In my opinion, vastly superior Burger Kings and Hardee's and Wendy's.
You just get a Hardee's comment on it?
I like Hardee's.
You can find it.
But yeah, it's tough to find, especially around here. But the Wendy's, I mean, I think Wendy's burgers are easily some of the best of the fast food ones.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. And one thing I've noticed is that Burger King has been shamelessly aping other chains, just trying to come up with something. And the big one that really hit me was they've got a new muffin breakfast sandwich,
which is a shameless ripoff of sausage McMuffin.
Yes, and they say that in the advertisement.
Right.
They basically, and their big thing is that it's cheaper.
But it's not. It's the same price.
It's a buck.
So is the egg.
Oh, is it? Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I've eaten at McDonald's.
I try to avoid it like the plague.
Yeah.
But there are some times when a morning calls for a dollar for a 32-ounce Hi-C orange.
Yeah, I don't think that morning will ever come for me.
No, because you don't like good things, so.
No. That's not. Hi-C Orange, I think, is one of the great mass delusions from the 80s. I think.
Well, I will fully admit that it was better when it was called Orange, when it just said Orange on the menu. It didn't say Hi-C Orange
No, because if someone says Orange, they expect Orange Soda, which Hi-C is not.
Right, but it used to say on the menu at McDonald's, it just used to say
just orange.
Yep. Does it say Coke, Diet Coke, Sprite, and Orange?
Orange. But where was I going with this? No, I've never liked orange. Even as a small child, it tasted flat to me.
Well, yeah, it's Kool-Aid or Hi-C.
Well, you know what? If you make Kool-Aid right, and by right I mean three times recommended dosage,
exactly,
then it doesn't taste flat. Okay. I like Kool-Aid like I like my Guinness. I want to be able to chew it. Okay?
I don't like that much sugar.
It's because you are weak.
That's right.
You're weak of spirit.
I am. I'm weak. I have no backbone, no constitution.
I could just rum. I could just rub.
Rum?
I could just rum it. I could just rub cane sugar just right on my gums.
Kish, dude.
And it'd be fine.
Ish.
Excuse me. Thank you.
Everything was good?
Fantastic. Everything was fantastic.
Should I run through a dessert list for you?
It's up to you.
I'm good.
You're good? All right.
No coffee or anything?
No, I think we're good. Actually, can I have another Coke?
Sure, of course.
Great.
You're fine?
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine.
Gotta have a Mexican Coke when you had the opportunity.
Because God knows you can't just walk into a store and just get regular Coke.
You ever notice, though, that like the Mexican Cokes in Rainbow and things like that, they're always just a little dirtier?
Oh, yeah.
And that isn't like some sort of clandestine racist statement. Like, it's literally the bottles, they've been sitting there for so long because no one buys them.
Well, that's
because
they're not
dusty and
they
cruddy.
They need more of you.
Maybe they do. Maybe I need to bite the bullet and just buy some Dusty Coke. And Dusty Coke sounds like an 80s porn star.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Nice. Thank you very much.
Or it's how most of the 80s porn stars died.
Nice. Nicely done. You're full of good lines today.
I'm rolling.
It must be.
It must be a Tuesday thing. Cause
it
I
must
think
be a Tuesday thing.
I bring the funny when Tuesday rolls around.
you're just angry on Monday.
I know.
Cause it's just like, I'm back at work.
I got 4 more days of this bullshit.
No swearing.
Sorry. 4 more days of this foul crap.
This Mickey Ficky.
This
what movie was it? That was,
no idea.
No, that was, Do the Right Thing. Somebody back, you know, 15 years ago thought that Do the Right Thing was worthy of, necessitated a TV edit.
Oh, God.
Okay? And we actually watched it. We actually watched it in college. It was hilarious. It was just, it was ridiculous because because that is a movie that the swear words flow freely.
Exactly.
I mean, between...
They bring it to an art form.
Between Spike Lee, between Danny Aiello, between... I forget who plays Danny Aiello's son in that movie. It's been
Michael Rapaport. No.
No, he's in it, but I don't think... Was it... You're going to have to look it up. Anyway.
Continue.
The mother efforts flow freely in that movie.
Yes.
But for some reason, they decided to edit that into Mickey Ficky. Which, first off, makes all of the really emotional scenes just sound ridiculous.
Right.
Okay. I mean, they're having, you know, the big speech. And you know, Spike Lee, and every other word out of Spike Lee's mouth is Mickey Ficky. You can't take the man seriously.
Keep vamping.
So yeah, we actually watched that in one of my college classes, specifically the TV edit. Not because we were like, you know, dainty doilies, but just we were talking about censorship and things like that. And still one of the funniest damn movies you'll ever watch. It's just it borders on the surreal. I also saw a TV edit of Goodfellas.
Oh.
Like, why? How can you TV edit a Joe Pesci movie that's not Home Alone or My Cousin Vinny?
I forgot he was in Home Alone.
Yeah?
It was a dark time for him.
Hey, you know what, though? He is still living off the royalties from that movie. I don't think you understand how huge Home Alone was.
I saw it 8 times. 8 times.
In theaters?
In the theaters.
Wow. Okay. That's,
John Turturro.
John Turturro, yes. You're right. He's another one that could drop an F-bomb when necessary. And now the man's doing Transformers.
But he did do Big Lebowski, so that was all forgiven.
I need to see that again. I haven't seen that since it was in theaters.
Really?
And I just...
It's still good.
I know. I really enjoyed it. I just never... And he had Julianne Moore, who's, you know, just gets hotter as she gets older.
Yeah.
And Big Lebowski managed to capture that one 30-second span where Tara Reid was hot.
Yeah. It was somewhere between you know, American Pie to Big Lebowski, or did it might be in reverse.
I mean, I'm trying to remember where which one.
I'm gonna go.
No, Big Lebowski was afterward because I didn't see Big Lebowski until college.
My guess is the coke on the set of that probably brought the whole thing to a screeching halt.
I suppose, but I just need to. Maybe I just need to make a weekend where I just watch as much Coen Brothers as possible.
Because
I actually haven't watched that much Coen Brothers. I've seen Fargo, because I think as a Minnesotan you're forced to.
What about Little Brother?
Big Lebowski. I've never seen No Brother Where Art Thou.
What?
And I know it's. I totally is like that's my kind of movie.
As a movie guy,
I know.
I can't believe.
You see, here's the thing, and I will always stand by this. I am the only person in the country with a film degree that has seen more Godzilla movies than Godfather movies.
Really?
Yes, and in this case,
because I've never seen a Godzilla movie.
In this case,
and I've seen all three Godfathers.
I've never seen any of the Godfather movies, but I've seen at least a dozen Godzilla movies, different ones.
I don't even know you.
Why does this shock you?
But I would have thought that.
You know what I've spent up until we started packing all this stuff. Do you know what I've spent the last 2 weeks watching special features for? Krull.
Why?
Because it's Krull.
You've never seen.
I've never seen the Godfather movies.
I'm gonna write the University of Minnesota.
Just tell me, take it.
Exactly.
My
you deserve to have this back. Here you go. He didn't earn this.
But at this point, I'm almost worried it's gonna be like a repeat of Pulp Fiction, where it's just I watch it and it just and it. What?
Don't even put the two in the same.
Let me finish. I'm not making comments about the quality, the relative quality of the two movies. What I'm saying is, I saw Pulp Fiction very late, like many years after it was out. And at that point, it was so built up that I enjoyed it, but it wasn't like this kind of world-changing thing that everyone made it out to be. And I worry about that with Godfather. And same with Apocalypse Now, where it's just like, I don't know if I want to watch it.
It's not going to change your life. But it is good filmmaking. It's good dialogue.
I love Coppola.
It's good dialogue, and it's good story, and it's intriguing, and it's a great timeline piece. I mean,
you don't need to sell me on how good it is.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you're going with a conception that as everyone will say to you, it's one of the greatest movies of all time, you just go into it thinking this is a pretty good movie. You'll have no problems with it.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen parts of it. I mean, you can't take film classes without seeing at least parts of the movie.
How do you not see all of it? I don't even know what you're...
I think, it's one of those where, like, I don't want to watch it on TV, because you never want to watch a movie for the first time on TV. And all the opportunities that I've had to, like, rent it or something, I've never been like... Because to me, when I finally get around to watching Godfather, it's going to be I'm sitting down and I'm watching Godfather. And I've never been in the video store where it's just like, all right, tonight's the night. Tonight, this weekend is when I'm going to do it. Maybe I'll make that my mission in the next month or so.
Just the first one.
First and the second. Third one, I know.
No.
I may watch it just to say I've watched it.
No. You'll just be like, why did I do that?
I watched Krull. Clearly, I don't have the very high bar.
The first two are good enough as is. That if you watch the third one, it almost taints the first two.
But, once I watch it, I'll give a full report. Final verdicts on this place, on Modern Cafe.
That was an insane bowl.
That was nuts.
No kidding, the shrimp was like the circumference of my fist.
I would say that.
They were that thick. Or that route.
Yeah.
But it, really good quality. Cooked perfectly. Really? I can't stress this enough. People, if you're going to try to learn to cook the seafood, before you serve it to anybody else, try it first. Because make sure you're doing it right.
Especially shrimp. Shrimp can go from great to terrible extremely quickly.
Exactly. And that was perfect.
Really?
Same thing with all the vegetables in it.
Yeah, I like the vegetables.
You didn't see this, and you probably didn't get this in your bite.
that they had big slivers of garlic in there too.
No, I got the garlic.
Oh my god, that was just a little thing that just took it over the top for me. The homemade sausage, and then
the sausage looked good.
It was good. It was very good. But the broth brought everything together perfectly. I would love to come back here on a cold night, because this is the wrong place to do on hot weather, because now I've got just a belly full of warm food.
Yep.
And I just want to take a nap, but it's too hot outside.
It's too hot, yeah.
So, but it was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to come back.
I was not as impressed.
Oh, really?
With mine.
Even though you destroyed it.
Well, Milo's Milo. Yeah. You know, to quote another Cinema Treasure threesome, well, actually more of a paraphrase, I guess, it's like meatloaf is like sex. Even when it's bad, it's still pretty good.
Yeah.
But mashed potatoes were good. The mushroom sauce, which I've become more of a mushroom fan in the last couple of years,
okay,
thanks in large part to my girlfriend.
Because she makes you do it.
Because she culturifies me.
She makes you do it.
She does. The sauce is perfect. The green beans could have been cooked a little bit longer.
Okay.
They were just a little tough, but they were seasoned fine. And the meatloaf was very good tasting, but it was a little crumbly.
You're looking for tightness.
You
needed another egg in there.
I think so. Yeah, it just kind of fell apart a little bit, which is fine when you have a mashed potatoes and stuff where you can kind of scoop it.
I think that was the whole idea.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Just make a mud pile of meat.
A meat pile.
Meat pile.
So what was the thing from the comic? The saucy meat pile something like that? If you haven't followed us on Facebook, you should. There's been an extended run on one of our favorite comics, Basic Instructions, where he's been discussing the semantics of open-faced sandwiches and how there's really no such thing. Dude, it wasn't saucy meat pile. It was bready meat pile.
Bready meat pile.
Bready meat pile. That's what it was.
Bready meat piles are delicious.
I'm with him though. I read those comics and I completely agree.
Absolutely.
Open face sandwich is not a sandwich.
You are so wrong.
No. I'll bet you if we got Teddy back on as a sandwich guy, he would agree with me. I'll send those comics to Teddy and get a comment for next
week. By all means. You won't remember because you don't have internets.
I have internet tomorrow.
You won't remember by tomorrow.
This won't come out till Wednesday, so I have to have internet tomorrow.
True.
So, anyway, I think it was good. The meatloaf didn't really jump out of me.
Would you have something else in there?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think there's anything.
Would you be
back? I probably will. They've got a pot roast, which I love pot roast.
I'm actually surprised you didn't go with that.
I thought about it, but I'm like, when do I get meatloaf? Pot roast I can get at home. Like, we've made pot roast stuff, but we don't make meatloaf because Heather don't like it. You notice how a lot of my discussions are either things that I don't do because she doesn't like it, or things that I do because she likes it. I'm really kind of a
You're whipped.
Yeah, but you know what, the
you're like Cool Whip.
Everybody loves Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Are you done? Anyway, I would think I do want to shut up. I would come back, absolutely, and I think I.
Would
think
you come back?
Shut up! I hate you so much. I mean, like you said, they got a good wine menu, good beer menu.
I will definitely try an appetizer next time I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Those risotto cakes looked good.
The baked chèvre.
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 You know what that is, right?
I believe it's cheese.
Yes.
So, but they also have smaller plates down here that I don't believe we saw.
I saw.
That are kind of things to share.
Yeah. I mean, they've got they got French fries with an herb mayonnaise, which I'm sure is fantastic.
That's just Parmesan and olive oil. And pickles, 3 pounds.
3 pounds. I want to know what the chickpea fries taste like.
I bet they're pretty good.
It could be good, could be terrible.
Absolutely.
It could be like falafel, and it's just, yeah.
You're uncultured. And
no,
I'm ashamed of
them. No, it's not a matter of culture, it's a matter of I just don't like it. But
thank you a lot.
And, of course, they have Mexican Coke.
Yes. And PBR.
And PBR. So, I guess on
I love the fact that your Mexican Coke is more expensive than my PBR.
Yeah. That's fine.
On that note.
On that note, thank you guys extremely much for listening. Once again, we are brought to you by the Fort Perkins Specialty Beer Store and Hop Chart. You can find Hop Chart at hopchart.com. Hey. And you can find Fort Perkins at thefortperkins.com. And he's got a lot of new stuff. He's been kind of crazy with getting the new stuff.
Bitter
and
Brewers here.
He's got the Bitter Brewer. He's got the new singles shelf, which is an awesome idea.
I partook in.
Is that where you got me my housewarming present?
It is.
Nice. But I just like the single shelf because, you know, before you had to get a six pack.
Yeah.
But now it's just like, I just want one bottle of beer and I don't want to buy like the big 750s.
Yeah, it's important to note that if you do go in there and think that you're getting the six pack deal,
not. No.
And make sure to look at those prices because I got...
They can get out of hand.
They got out of hand really quickly. I had two $4 bottles of beer and I had two $3 bottles of beer and four like $1.50, $1.25 bottles of beer. It's like, wow, that got
a $15 six pack.
Exactly. Nice. Like that, I could have gotten a really nice six pack of stuff that I know that I like.
Yeah. But I think it's cool that he's doing it.
Absolutely. You know?
So check those guys out. Always check us out on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter. Soon we will have a Well-Fed Guide specific Twitter page.
We're joining the Twitter
app. We've decided that. You don't even know what that means.
I know. Thank you.
Stop pretending you know things. Anyway.
Twitter app.
Stop it. Yeah, we're going to have our own Twitter account, so stay tuned for that. What else am I forgetting? Check out the store. Check out the forums. And
election season is heating up. We have your Michelle Bachman. We're here with your Michelle Bachman hating T-shirt headquarters.
Yeah.
God, I wish I would have said that properly because it would have been so much better.
No,
fucking hell.
Damn it! Gotta get those swears in
exactly.
On the way out. Check out the store. Check out all that stuff. And I got nothing else. I mean, other than are you honestly trying to calculate the ticket?
I am. Because I have a fancy tip calculator on my iPhone. Suck it.
You're so cheap.
I don't care.
On behalf of Dave, once again, thank you guys very much for listening. And we will see you next week.